Dr. Peter McCullough is an internist, cardiologist, epidemiologist who manages common infectious diseases as well as the cardiovascular complications of both the viral infection and the injuries developing after the COVID-19 vaccine. Did you hear that? Write your notes down. Here it comes. Since the beginning of the pandemic, Dr. McCullough has been a leader in a medical response to COVID-19 disaster, and you've seen him here before on Flashpoint. Welcome back, Dr. McCullough. Good to have you, sir.
Thanks for having me.
Let me show you this from the Daily Mail that posted yesterday this point. 99% of COVID deaths not primarily caused by the virus, the CDC data shows. That's quite an outstanding post there, Dr. McCullough. Why are we still dealing with this?
You know, the HHS had a reward system for the hospital. So if they were coded as COVID deaths, there were rewards to the hospital. So, you know, we are hearing reports of astronomical number of deaths during the pandemic, and now there's been a chance to adjudicate them to figure out what patients really died from. And every single analysis, there's fewer and fewer people who've died directly of COVID. Many had other baseline medical problems. But it points out that we should never have an incentive system like this where it encourages hospital administrators and others to code deaths as due to COVID. You know, virtually all the COVID deaths occurred in the hospital, and that's where the gaming occurred on the coding.
So let's talk about how people that got the vaccine, now a lot of people got the vax because they thought that's what they should do. Now they're waking up and they go, oh, I shouldn't have got the jab. Now I need to go do something different. A lot of people are in panic. That's where we come in to pray for people. But there's actually something you've developed to help people detoxify. So walk us through it. And when you tell me, we'll put this graphic up, but walk us through that.
We've learned now over the last 3.5 years that the problem with COVID is the spike protein, or the spine on the surface of the virus, that little spicule. That was the part of the virus that was manipulated in the Wuhan Institute of Virology, researched by Dr. Ralph Barrick at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, that was outsourced to China via the EcoHealth Alliance. Barrick published all this in 2015. It was all clearly done. The spike protein gene is very unnatural. The human body, once it's inside the body, we can't clear it out. It's like a thorn. We can't get it out of the body. Human enzymes don't break it down. The spike protein causes heart damage like myocarditis, causes stroke, directly causes blood clots. We find it inside blood clots and causes havoc in the immune system. So the discoveries have been focused on what can actually break down the spike protein so we can get it out of the body. We know with the infection, the spike protein can be in the body for 1.5 years or 2 years after a serious infection. With the vaccine, it's potentially forever. A work done by Dr. Bruce Patterson has demonstrated that. A recent paper by Swank from Harvard has shown spike protein in the bloodstream for like 1 year in people with symptoms. So, Gene, we have to get rid of it. The discoveries were that natokinase, a natural enzyme produced from the fermentation of soy, Japanese discovered this 1,000 years ago. It's used as a heart supplement. It actually breaks down the spike protein. A family of enzymes derived from the stems of pineapple called bromelain. Bromelain is used as an FDA drug as of 2022 as a topical agent in burn wounds. So we know it's medicinal, but it's available as a oral supplement over the counter. And then the third is curcumin, which is derived from turmeric. It's kind of the concentrated part of the Indian spice turmeric. And curcumin has anti-spike inflammatory capabilities and proven in randomized trials. So we have enough clinical and preclinical data to recommend natokinase 2,000 units twice a day, bromelain 500 milligrams a day, and curcumin 500 milligrams twice a day. This appeared for the first time in the peer-reviewed literature in the journal of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. Is also up on the European Commission preprint server. And so I'm really thrilled, just like I was the first doctor to bring a treatment protocol to the world in a peer-reviewed publication, I'm the first to come forward and bring now an answer to all these people suffering after the illness and the vaccines.
All right, for those of you scoring along at home and you go, I have no idea what Dr. McCullough just said, I'm gonna put the graphic up so you can see it. So walk us through this. Put the slide up there. Clinical rationale for SARS-CoV-2-based spike protein detoxification. So there's the bromelain, the, what'd you say, natokinase?
Natokinase, right.
Yeah, and curcumin.
And those are the properties, Gene, that they have. Natokinase is probably most important. It's proteolytic. It breaks down the spike protein. It's thrombolytic. It's a blood thinner. And the Japanese actually use it for heart blockages and cholesterol blockages in the blood vessels. So it has a dual use there. It's anti-atherosclerotic. Bromelain is derived from the stems of pineapples. It also breaks down the spike protein, but it is anti-inflammatory, and it also is a pure blood thinner. That's been shown in studies. Curcumin, derived from turmeric, is antiviral. It's actually used in some countries directly against the virus, anti-inflammatory, anti-fibrotic. So these, you know, using all three together is safe. Now, we do have to watch out for bleeding and any allergies that could develop, Gene. And on the right, it shows where these drugs work in terms of their effects in the various systems in the body. But this is a huge breakthrough. People can buy this over the counter as long as they follow the, you know, the doses here, Gene. We don't need prescription drugs. People just need to know the caveats. This is huge news for all those
that is huge.
Who've taken the vaccines, and I regret it.
Yeah. All right. So they can go to America Out Loud, and where that graphic was. Do they? Is there directions there of what to do, or do they need to go to their doctor, take this to their doctor? Explain what people need to do who are listening to this.
No, I think people, it should be symptom-driven. I think people who have taken multiple vaccines, multiple rounds of COVID, and have some residual symptoms, I think it's fine to do this. If they're on blood thinners, they should consult with their doctor. If they have a soy allergy, they can't take natokinase as an example. But these are safe over-the-counter supplements used in the doses suggested. I did post this with a lay person's explanation on America Out Loud Talk Radio, where I host my podcast. And then this will get out in a whole variety of different media. It's already, you know, viral on social media. Gene, guess what? Now that this is in peer reviewed and really, you know, has strong promise to work based on the evidence, it's now being censored on Instagram and LinkedIn. Yeah.
Yeah, of course it is. Lance, what do you think? This is amazing breakthrough right here we're seeing.
Yeah, but the last segment he said right there, it's now being censored.
That lets you know it works.
It's now being censored. So, I mean, this is so maddening. It's like watching all of the Pfizer commercials on the news at night and then listening to the news covering why you had to get the vaccine. And how about what's going on now? I mean, what is this latest version of COVID that we're hearing making its emergence? And what should we make of this, my friends?
All right. Before you answer, Doc, let me play this clip from Karine Jean-Pierre, because I like to say her name, from the White House, the White House statement. Watch.
The president said in Tahoe that he had tentatively decided to recommend everyone get the new vaccine. When is he going to decide finally?
So I think you've heard from the FDA and CDC. They've made an announcement on the new vaccine. So certainly they said that they will have there'll be an updated vaccine mid-September, I believe. So we know that, as you all know, vaccinations against COVID-19 remains the safest protection for avoiding hospitalization, long-term health outcomes, and death, which is why we are going to be encouraging Americans to stay up to date on their vaccines.
Okay, but let me go back to pick nine, guys, of what the CDC data says. 99% of COVID deaths are not caused by the virus. So, Dr. McCullough, help me out here. This doesn't make any sense.
You know, the White House press secretary just made a false claim. Now, the randomized prospective double-blind randomized placebo-controlled trials of COVID-19 vaccines never showed a reduction in severity, no reductions in hospitalizations, death. There's no valid observational studies that show this. It's a false claim. Even the consent form doesn't say the vaccines reduce hospitalization and death, and they certainly aren't safe. So we can't have White House press secretaries misleading the country like this.
No, we can't. Rick, you hear this? What goes through your mind?
Well, first of all, Dr. McCullough is an American hero. He kept me sane during all of this. And the term he just used is a term of art. It's a false claim. I've had clients in the past that I had to represent against the FDA coming after them for making false claims, for simply talking about the positive benefits of their product that they actually had proof for. And in this case, the proof is the exact opposite of what the press secretary is saying. If she was anybody else, the FDA would be filing suit against her right now for making a false claim. They should be going after every one of these vaccine manufacturers for making false claims, and all of these people that have said safe and effective when it's neither safe or effective.
Dr. McCullough, thank you for coming on. We want you back as often as we can for updates, because it looks like the left is pushing us deep into COVID land again. So thank you for the truth that you bring it. Now, listen, all you watching, AmericaOutloud.com. Any final words, Dr. McCullough, that we need to be looking at?
No, just everybody follow me on my website, PeterMcCulloughMD.com. I'll keep you updated with the protocols. Also, my book, Courage to Face COVID-19, is a 5-star bestseller, working on a motion picture now. My podcast, America Out Loud Talk Radio, McCullough Report, and Gene, I've just started the McCullough Foundation, McCulloughFND.org, to support my efforts out there.
Well, you're a busy guy. Thank you, Doc, for coming by, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you.